Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
You're in the zone, the home zone. Welcome to the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. This is Jeff Potter, your host from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. It's the first day after the holiday weekend. It's a Tuesday, but it sure feels like a Monday. I have Ryan Fogg, the home inspector to the stars, sitting in with me today. How we doing, Ryan?
Good afternoon.
Yes, it is. Boy, doesn't it feel like it feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Did you have a good holiday weekend?
Perfect.
All right.
Weather was great. Enjoyed it.
Well, great. Well, Ryan is here for a reason other than to just hang out and have fun. We're actually a little bit later in the program. We're going to be talking about things to look for on your roof when you're buying a house and some foundation issues to look for. And Ryan's really our home inspector, our expert, so that's why we brought him back. But, Ryan, there's an amazing new program going on. It's pretty awesome. In the city of Holland, it's called the Home Energy Update, and we have Don Triesenberg here. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
Very good. You might want to just scoot a little closer to the microphone there.
All right. How's that?
I think you sound great. So, as far as I know, you're sounding great. So,
good.
Don, this is it's an amazing program, and I think it's a testament to the city of Holland and the partners. Before I get into that, just if you would please, just kind of give me a brief overview of the program.
Okay, the Home Energy Upgrade Program is a part of a bigger program called the Community Energy Plan. Holland has set for itself a very clear vision. Holland wants to be a world-class energy efficient city, and we have a number of excellent consultants who have been working with the city for 4 or 5 years to translate that into a very specific plan. For example, we're shifting from generating our electricity from coal to natural gas.
Okay.
Coal plants are about 30% efficient. Natural gas plants are about 50% efficient. So that's going to make a big change.
Now, will that make a difference in people's energy bill, for example, or just overall cleanliness and being environmentally friendly?
I don't control the bills, but I know that it will make us much more environmentally friendly.
Okay, perfect. That's definitely, we all live on the planet, so that's certainly important.
Right. And another feature of that plan is what's called district energy. I like to call it snowmelt on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, we all love the snowmelt, where we may not know where that comes from. When you generate electricity at a power plant, you also heat things up. And we use that extra heat to melt the snow on the streets in the wintertime. Okay. But we can also shift that heat to people's homes so they can heat their homes in the wintertime. All of that heat comes for free because it's just there after you're done generating the electricity.
See, so, now you're talking my language, free. I love free. Anything free is the way to go. Now, here again, specifically, though, Holland Board of Public Works, Simcoe Energy, the city manager, and the city fathers of Holland really got specific with this, with the home energy upgrades.
Right. That was the point I was leading up to. So it's nice for some of these big general ideas like power plants to be happening in the community. But for those of us who are just ordinary citizens in the community, how does it touch us? And a very clear and simple answer is that homes, buildings, consume about 50% of the energy we consume in the city.
Okay.
And homes are not very efficient users of energy.
Okay.
Many of Holland's homes were built 100 years ago, so that's not a surprise. But even the new homes are not very efficient in using energy. So we have a program, the Holland Home Energy Upgrades, to encourage homeowners to take some of the money they're using now to pay their utility bills and instead invest it in improving their homes, which will in turn lower their bills.
Okay.
So, for example, better insulation, a newer and more efficient furnace or air conditioner, Perhaps new windows, maybe new lighting, new electrical appliances.
Okay.
So if you have a 10 or 15-year-old refrigerator and switch to a new refrigerator, you'd be using much less than half the electricity that you would use with your older refrigerator.
Now you guys are encouraging folks, which is great. I mean, we all want to be encouraged, but there's a kicker to your program. I mean, there's actually a benefit to the folks that do it as far as out-of-pocket expense.
Yeah.
And
yeah, let me give you my elevator speech.
All right, here we go.
Benefits of the program. Three things. You got to act now, number one. Number two, it's a great, great decision. And number three, it's a really good deal. So act now. We're taking applications. We want 80 homeowners to apply to this program in the next few weeks. We already have a large number of those applications coming in. You can get the application by going to the City of Holland's webpage, cityofholland.com, or you can call the city manager's office at 616-355-1310. We're going to have an open house at City Hall this Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. where people can come and ask questions and learn more about it. Act now. The slots are going fast. What makes it a really great idea is, several things. First of all, if you upgrade your home, your family winds up with a safer and more comfortable, less drafty home. Second, you'll wind up with lower energy bills. So those are two good reasons why it's a good thing to do. But beyond that, if you're into being a leader in town, the first 50 folks become real adventurous folks who are helping us figure out what works and what doesn't work. We're going to learn a lot from this first round.
Well, and the other part about it is that, you know, again, upgrading your home and making it more energy efficient, if you decide to stay, obviously that's great, but if you ever decide to move, that's a marketable thing to put on your home. Hey, we had it upgraded, and if you're buying, you know, if there are two separate houses on 16th Street and one is more energy efficient than the other, which one do you think is going to have more value? One thing I did want to point out, though, Don, is that you are a volunteer, and so many of the people that are spearheading this program, they're doing it really just for the love of it because they think it's a great program. And I think that's important because I think you should be recognized for that because, again, you're doing this because you care, because you want to make your community a better place, and that's pretty exciting. Now, we have to go to our first break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes, but then we'll be back with Don. We'll wrap up, and then we'll move on to Ryan. So you're in the zone, the home zone on 1450 WHTC. You're back on the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. And we're here with Ryan Fong and Don. Don, okay, so I have my home in the city of Holland, because we should clarify that this is a city project.
That's correct.
For the city of Holland. And again, that's important because city father, city manager, mayor, all these folks are on board to help you save money if you live in the city of Holland. So I give you guys a call, or I come out to the conference or the open house on Thursday. I have my application.
Right.
What does that look like? What do I benefit from, or what does that look like?
Sure. So act now. It's a really good idea, but I want to really emphasize for a minute that it's also a really good value. Here's what happens. You turn in your application with a $100 refundable deposit. The next thing that happens is someone comes to your home, and I shouldn't say one person, but a whole team of experts, lighting experts, appliance experts, insulation experts, all kinds of experts, and they do an audit for which they would normally charge $1,000, but you don't have to pay that because the city will pay it for you.
So first value, home energy audit, $1,000 that the city's going to pick up. Okay.
That's right. Then if you like the results and the plan they come up with and say, let's go ahead and do it, instead of you having to make arrangements with six different contractors, one for windows and one for furnaces, et cetera, this company, Schneider Electric, will manage the whole project for you, period. That's worth $1,000 to $1,500, and the city will pay that.
Okay, great. So pretty easy so far. I like it.
So they go out and order all of the stuff that you need. Now, instead of shopping for a furnace yourself, they'll shop for 39 furnaces because there's 39 homes or 42 homes or 56 homes who are getting new furnaces. And they do this business worldwide every year. So they'll get you the very best price, okay. Another part of the good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you benefit because your energy bills go down. Maybe somebody's told you that before, but these people, this program, will not just tell you that. They will give you a guarantee of your energy savings.
Now, who pays for the cost? Because there is going to be a cost for a new furnace, for these
right.
updates. Who pays for that?
So the audit, the management, the bulk purchasing, and the guarantee of savings, all of those are paid for by the city. Okay? Now, you are going to have to spend some money, and you're going to have to perhaps think about borrowing that money and paying it back over the next several years with the savings you get in your energy bills. Who's going to lend you that money? The city has arranged with a local credit union for you to be able to borrow whatever money you may need to complete this process for an interest rate of 1.99%. That interest rate would normally be 4 or 5%, but SEMCO and BPW are paying part of the interest for you so that the homeowner only has to pay a 1.99%. That, too, is worth anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000, depending on how much work you plan to do.
Mm-hmm. That's through the Energy Saves Program through the state of Michigan. It's a great nonprofit program. It's definitely a huge value, and it really is worth it to upgrade your home, not only to save monthly, but for the long term and to make it more marketable. Now, so guys, remember the three things. We got to have you act now. It's a great idea, and it's a good deal. Contact the folks down at City Hall, or better yet, come down on Thursday from 4 till 6 to City Hall and find out about the home energy updates. Don, I'll tell you, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for sitting in. If you want, you can sit in for the rest of the show here. We're going to talk about some home inspection stuff. But again, thank you so much. And then, Don, do you want to give that phone number that they can call for the applications?
The phone number is 355 1310 355 1310. Come Thursday night at City Hall from 4 to 6. And let me just emphasize, the application form is a half a page, name and address and a few basic facts. The $100 deposit is totally refundable. If you decide not to go with the program after you've had the audit done, you're free and clear.
And they don't charge you for the audit if you don't decide to go with it.
That's right.
Okay, great. So we're going to kind of move on now. Ryan, that's pretty amazing, eh?
You know, I have clients all the time that I'm sure have no idea that this exists. And from the home inspection side, the value of the homes being energy efficient makes them function as a house structurally better as well. And most often, these older downtown Holland homes need this updating anyway.
Right. I mean, they're 100 years old.
You're getting a great deal with a great program on something that, mm-hmm. quite honestly, a responsible homeowner should do.
And like I said, the bang for the buck is the savings. What I think is neat, though, and like I said, I just think it just shows you what a great community that we live in, because the city of Holland is spearheading this, along with Holland Board of Public Works and SEMCO Energy. I mean, at the end of the day, really, Holland Board of Public Works and SEMCO, they're funding a program that's going to enable people to pay them less. So I just think it's a responsible and great thing to do. Bravo to them, and bravo to the folks like Don and the other people on the Home Energy Update Council who are volunteers doing this out of the goodness of their heart. And it's just a really feel-good program. So, but let's talk about, we're going to go from feel-good to maybe not-so-feel-good. So, Ryan, let's talk about, because the weather is nice, finally. It was beautiful. I put shorts on. I scared my neighbors with my white legs. You know, they were like, please put put pants back on. But the weather's nice. Those roofs have melted. Now a home buyer really is going to get a chance to possibly see some scary stuff, possibly not, but that's where you come in. So I just thought we kind of open it up a little bit and go basically, what are some things as Joe homeowner, if I'm walking into a house, you know, are there visual signs with, I wanted to talk about the roof, wanted to talk about foundation, and possibly condensation in the basement. So what are some of those things that, like the telltale signs of a roof, besides like missing shingles is probably a pretty good one, but you know, other than that?
Well, there's a couple things you can do with not only when you're purchasing a home to look for, but any homeowner. And the biggest thing in my book is be proactive. Most people only get on the roof or send somebody up on the roof once they see a leak coming through their kitchen ceiling. It would be akin to never changing the oil in your car and then never having an engine problem. Most of the time, with proper maintenance, problems can be averted. And it's generally a lot less expensive to be proactive than reactive. So in this springtime, after a massive amounts of snow, get on your roof. The same when you're buying a house. Have someone get on your roof. Understand that roof system, from potential ice to shingle damage to the age of the shingles to flashing conditions.
Okay, now you don't have any stock in Holland Hospital as you're requesting people get up on roofs. I was just curious. No, I'm sorry. Just to get back, so look at the roof, look at the shingle.
Take a look. Be proactive. And, of course, if you need someone to get on your roof and take a look, you're more than welcome to call our office. We'll be happy to do just those single-item inspections. No trouble at all.
And what's that office number, Ryan?
396-9659.
All right, perfect. So I guess... So really, it's more of with the roof getting on there and the telltale signs. Is there anything kind of on the ground, though? Say you don't want to get up on your roof. Is there anything like, do shingles turn?
Sure. They crack, they claw, they turn. Big one you can see right on the ground is a lot of the older homes, again, kind of downtown Holland, will have tree branches that are contacting them. And those tree branches will very greatly wear on the shingles and cause damage.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you know? I mean... Because I know that there are people that just put shingles on top of their roof versus a tear-off all the way. And, looks like we got about 1 minute till we go to the next break. So that'll be when we come back on the Home Zone. So you're listening to 1450 WHTC. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. You're back on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, the Home Zone. I'm Jeff Potter, sitting in with Ryan Fogg here. What do you think of the new intro music?
Kind of neat.
I feel like almost like a game show host. Kind of fun here. I do the old Chuck Roller, and we'll see you in 2 and 2. So anyway, we're talking about roofs. We're talking about kind of stuff from the bottom. You said cracking and rolling around. All that stuff are sure signs. And then the one question I asked you was, why would somebody do a complete tear off versus just put another layer of shingles on it? And you had said,
simply cost. Michigan code does allow up to 2 layers of shingles, and it's perfectly fine. It is always nicer, in my opinion, to tear off and start fresh.
Okay.
But it is perfectly legal.
Okay.
Can I jump in on the roof discussion?
Absolutely not. No, it's fine.
So somebody once told me that if you have a Prius parked in your driveway, but you have icicles hanging off your roof, you're investing in energy efficiency in your car, but not in your home. Putting that insulation in not only saves you utility bills, but will get rid of all those big icicles hanging from your roof.
That's kind of like somebody who orders a triple Whopper and a Diet Coke. It just kind of defeats the purpose. It's still good, but you could be doing so much better. So, you know, talking about that, Ryan, let's talk about, you know, their program, with how that fits in with your view on it, with the energy improvements that people can do.
Well, Don nailed it. You want to take care of any cause at the source. So the cause of ice in the wintertime and potentially mold, mildew, and attics in the summertime is generally twofold: lack of ventilation and lack of insulation. It can be and or. But you get the home energy audits, you get your insulation upgraded, you understand the attic airflow, and your symptoms go away, and you don't not only get the more efficiency from the home, lower cost, nicer working house, no shingle damage, no ice, better.
And there's really a science to this. John Kuiper, he's one of these, the energy doctor, when they do one of these home energy audits, and they do actually a blower door test, and it's amazing how little things like just adding insulation, changing out to LED light bulbs. We had Jim Quain in here from Efficiency United, talked about, you know, some of the rebates on top of the you know, the benefits that you get from the City of Holland.
You really almost need to get guys like Don in that understand your house as a full system, and they treat it very holistically from the top up, inside and out, so that they're not just treating one little area. And that's part of where their energy audit, $1,000 investment that the city picks up, is so critical.
That's huge.
Just jumping in on that, we did 4 Habitat homes a few months ago as what we called sort of a pre-pilot project to test some of the ideas. One of the things that we found, in addition to how to make these homes more energy efficient, are some safety concerns. So participating in this program will not only give you a more energy efficient home, it will also give you a safer home.
Yeah.
Ventilation is important, and it has to be done exactly right. Just to mention quickly one other thing. City of Holland, not only offering this program, but for years have offered neighborhood repair home repair programs. If you are a family with low or moderate income, you can get some significant financial support for this home energy retrofit through that same program. So don't be put off by what you might imagine would be the cost. Get involved, get the audit, and work with us to figure out how to make it happen.
That's it. Save some money. At the end of the day, if there's free money out there, you know, I wouldn't walk by a quarter on the ground. You know, so just take advantage of it. And again, Ryan, that's actually why I really believe that it's such a good idea to get a home inspection. Because when people are thinking about buying a home, you know, there are so many problems that can be averted, or just knowing going in what the issues, you know, could possibly be. Next week, we're going to have Paul Murray from Shasma Heating and Cooling on to talk about some stuff with the furnace and air conditioning with the warmer weather coming and so on and so forth. But I tell you, it's one of those things where if you don't do it, boy, can it can be pretty bad and pretty ugly. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. We always want to find everything that's going on with your house, good and bad, and when you end up with, after the inspection process, is just a lot of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that full knowledge of good or bad, you're able to take the right steps to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk a little bit about foundations. Again, kind of like roofs, what are some signs if I'm walking around a house that are some clear signs that the foundation might be a little scary?
The quickest thing to do is go down into the basement into one of the non-finished rooms.
Okay.
Generally tends to be the furnace room if it's not a finished basement.
Okay.
And look at the structure. Look at the mortar joints between some of the block. Look and see if the exterior walls have any bowing or cracking. And then our next primary is moisture.
Okay.
And moisture management is a big part of any home, whether it's coming from the shingles or from the basement.
Okay, and by moisture management, you just mean basically water in the basement.
Water can come from a multitude of places, so I kind of that catch-all phrase is one of the items that the home inspection will really narrow down. If there is moisture, where is it coming from?
Okay, and then so if you're in a basement, if you're just looking, you don't have your home inspector there. Are there maybe some signs like something on the? Do they ever leave like watermarks sometimes?
Sure,
on the
watermarks.
Wall?
Sometimes even some light mold mildew.
Okay.
Smell. If it's a finished basement, use your nose.
Okay. Pretty scary stuff. In some cases, I imagine you've been into some foreclosures that you didn't want to use your nose to use the smell. But
usually, it's not just mold.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, we believe it or not, we're coming to the end of another show. Thanks so much for tuning in, and you know. from week to week, we try to bring you just really topics that make sense for you in the home zone. You are listening, of course, to 1450 WHTC. You are able to call in, though, during the show. It is a live show, so we aren't pre-recorded, which sometimes helps us, sometimes don't, when we trip over our words and say different things, or possibly we talk over the intro music a little bit. But that's the joy of live radio. And but we're just so glad that you're here. And by the way, thehomezonemi.com, I've got it about 90% finished. We still are going to be having the diamond in the rough, where once a week we're going to go out. We're going to do a live video camera presentation of a home that's a true diamond in the rough, some great savings. So a lot to tune in. We're glad that you're here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week here on 1450 WHTC, Highlands Hometown Station. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender member. FDIC.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the Home Zone with your host Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.